why did you even feel the need to make that argument in the first place? Like, what were you seeing? What were you feeling with students that was even?
Oh, well, part of it was that I spent a long time trying to understand what happened in Nazi Germany, and that the terrifying conclusion of such an analysis is that, oh, that was ordinary people who did it. Oh, I'm an ordinary person. Oh, that means I could do that. Well, that's a terrible thing to recognize about yourself, but it's the truth. There's a great book called Ordinary Men. It's a study of police battalion that went into Poland during World War II to mop up after the Nazis marched through. And it details their transformation from ordinary run-of-the-mill middle-class policemen into brutes who were taking naked pregnant women out into fields and shooting them in the back of the head. Mm. And it just describes how ordinary people can do terrible things. And the thing is, when you read history and you see all the terrible things that people did, the thing you should think is, well, I'm one of those creatures who did those terrible things. And then you learn something about yourself. You might learn to take yourself a little more seriously. That's the first thing. It's like, if you're capable of that sort of mayhem, you should keep a closer eye on yourself than you do.
Yeah.